Well, as we mentioned, we're always happy to support our friends at the Thin Line Peer Support Team Incorporated because they're doing so much to support frontline responders, firefighters, police, EMTs, paramedics, as well as our military heroes. And we have some exciting new news in terms of the Thin Line Peer Support Team. And we're going to be talking all about it with one of their co-founders, Liz Connolly. We'll bring Liz into the conversation in just a couple of minutes. But we want to remind you that, you know, we talk a lot about community service here on For the People, and our local towns and cities need you more than ever. So we're pleased to announce that registration is open for the 5th annual Representation Matters, a free 2-day virtual training that encourages and empowers racially diverse candidates to run for public office or serve on boards and commissions. This training is held in partnership with the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities and the Campaign School at Yale University, and it's starting on March 1st, and there's another session on March 8th, both at 10 a.m. These seminars have been developed over 5 years to give attendees the tools to run for office and to hear success stories from people who have made that choice and won. So for more information and registration, just click on the programs button when you go to the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities website, ccm-ct.org. Well, Liz Connolly, thank you for joining us back here on the program. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us back.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I was thinking about you just the other night, and it was a twisted coincidence that you and I had just corresponded over bringing you back on the program to discuss some new developments with the Thin Line Peer Support Team and to invite people to sponsor or participate in your upcoming golf tournament. There's also a responders night at the Hartford Yard Goats that you'll be benefiting from. We'll talk about that. But I was thinking about you because I was trying to decide what to watch on my favorite streaming service, and I found this film called Asphalt City with Sean Penn. Are you familiar with it by any chance?
I've heard about it. I have not had the chance to watch it yet, though.
It is a gripping and brutal recounting of some New York City paramedics. And you have to wait till the end of the credits to find out that the film was completely designed around addressing the trauma and the post-traumatic stress and other psychological and depression factors that impact first responders like paramedics. And whether you're in New York City or on some volunteer EMT team in one of Connecticut's smaller cities or towns, as we know, the trauma can always erupt in front of you at the very next phone call or the very next call for help. And it's been so gratifying to have this great relationship with your organization, Liz, since nearly the beginning. So I'd like to just give you an opportunity to kind of remind people about what your organization is and why you decided to try to get it started.
So we are the Thin Line Peer Support Team. We are a peer-to-peer mental health assistance team. So essentially what we are is we are the battle buddies of mental health. We have grown from originally a 12-person to now an almost 30-person all-volunteer team. My team members come from all walks of the Thin Line flag. So we are paramedics and EMTs, dispatchers, firefighters, Department of Corrections, police officers, and military veterans who all volunteer our time to be there for our fellow frontline workers to talk them through not only just the traumas associated with our jobs, but really anything. It can be family trauma. It can be, you know, somebody who's going through a divorce, somebody who's going through things that are associated with their kids. You know, maybe they have, you know, a troublesome teenager. We have people who have gone through drug and alcohol problems that are sometimes related to our jobs, but sometimes it's not. We have people on our team who are struggling with sick spouses who are going through major medical issues. All of those things, you know, that are just normal everyday stressors are compounded by the trauma that we see at work. And, you know, when you have that high level of stress and that high level of trauma that we see on the job, it doesn't necessarily always mean that you need to go seek out formal help and formal counseling with a therapist, with a psychologist, psychiatrist. Sometimes really all it takes is just speaking with somebody who's, you know, essentially been there, done that, been in your shoes, been in, you know, that front seat of an ambulance and the back of a fire truck, who's been on the job and has essentially been in your shoes, you know, has done the job, you know, and can sit there and say, you know what, I've been there, man. I know what you've been through. You know, maybe I haven't done the exact same call or seen the exact same injuries and done exactly what you've had to live through, but I've been through something similar, and I can sit through and listen to your story and empathize with you and talk you through how I got through it, and at least listen to your story and help you through how, what got me through it.
Yeah. There's great relatability in that empathy.
Absolutely.
So for folks that are listening, if you're interested in learning about this organization, they've got a great Facebook site as well as a website called thinlinepeersupport.org. This is a 501c3 nonprofit organization fully funded by fundraisers, grants, and donations. So if you know someone who is part of a frontline or first responder organization or a military person, and you think that this is an organization worthy of your support, of course, I'm sure they would welcome an opportunity to talk to you about volunteering, particularly if you are a clinician or an individual who might be able to lend your expertise in terms of this type of counseling. But we also are going to tell you about a number of other ways you can support the organization by sponsoring or attending their upcoming golf tournament or their summertime event up at the Yard Goats baseball team. So, Liz, really, this is incredible work, but I remember back a couple of years ago when we first kind of met each other through the radio, and this was really just, you know, cops, firefighters, and veterans. I understand there's some really, really exciting new news in terms of broadening the different types of frontline professionals that you are going to be providing support for in the future.
Yes, we just added Department of Corrections, officially added Department of Corrections, and we just added emergency room department staff to our team. So while they have always been a part of the Thin Line flag and we've always wanted to officially add them to our kind of our repertoire of people that we were able to help, we didn't have people on our team that were, you know, kind of from those fields.
Yeah.
But we have officially brought people onto our team now who come from those backgrounds. So now when we have people that call into our hotline or reach out via email, we can officially say, nope, we have people on our team who have that background, have come from the Department of Corrections, who are work in the emergency room. We are able to answer those calls and have people who are able to you know, come from those backgrounds and are able to help you.
Yeah.
So we were very excited to be able to, you know, officially say that we do now officially cover all of the thin lines from the thin line flag.
That's wonderful. These are individuals in positions that have really, really seen not just a lot more stress in recent years, but particularly post-COVID, a situation where the demands on these individuals have increased significantly because of so many others who were doing it, who have changed careers, retired, or left this area of service.
Oh, absolutely. And even in the Department of Corrections, I mean, I worked up in Summers for the fire department during the height of COVID, and people were leaving the Department of Corrections in droves. For those who don't know, Summers houses three of our prisons in the state of Connecticut. Mm. And one of those prisons is the maximum security prison, and they were moving because of the layout of Northern, which is the name of that maximum security prison. They were moving most of the COVID positive prisoners up to Northern because they were able to keep them isolated and therefore limit the spread of the virus. Mm-hmm. But that also meant that, you know, the guards that were up there were also at higher risk for contracting and coming into contact with it.
Sure.
And
in these small towns around Summers, the corrections department has in-house medical staff and a clinic, but when somebody, you know, falls or is injured or, you know, attempts suicide, it's the local volunteer firefighters and EMTs who are rushing through those gates to assist that individual because it's within their jurisdiction.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, it was the town of Enfield and the town of Summers. And we were going to the prisons multiple times a day because, while yes, they do have a medical, they do have a medical clinic on staff or on hand, they were not equipped to handle how sick these patients were getting or these prisoners were getting. And, you know, multiple times a day, we were going up to the prisons to get these prisoners and bring them into the hospitals. I mean, I did more prisoner transports a day than I think I did for anybody else when I was up there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that meant a guard had to go with a prisoner every single time.
Right.
You know, and I don't think I saw the same guard, you know, twice in a week.
Right, right.
That's how high the turnover was.
Wow. Well, we want to give folks opportunities to support your organization. Of course, people can just make a tax-deductible donation to the Thin Line Peer Support Team, but they can also have a little fun while they're supporting you, or they can share their brand, their company image, their team with your team by becoming a sponsor of this upcoming golf tournament. Let's hear about that.
Yes, so we are co-sponsoring our second annual golf tournament with the Honor Wellness Center, who is also a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The Honor Wellness Center is a mental health therapy center based out of Glastonbury. They are kind of the next level mental health step. So they do the clinician side of mental health.
Mm-hmm.
They do so much more than just therapy. They do art therapy and family therapy, but they are also focused on just first responders and military personnel, as well as their families. So they are co-sponsoring the golf tournament with us. It is our second year running the tournament. We had a wonderful turnout last year. The golf tournament is being held at Wheeler Family Traditions in Wallingford, which is a beautiful golf course. The tournament is being held on Thursday, May 15th, and shotgun start at 10 a.m., scramble-style tournament. And it's $175 per golfer. But right now we are running a early bird special registration, so you will get a $25 discount if you register before March 15th. And our sponsorships start as low as $125 for a bronze level sponsorship. And the sponsorship levels go up from there. All the sponsorship level and what comes with each sponsorship level is all listed on our website. And we also this year added a memorial sponsorship, which is also $125, where you can honor a fallen first responder or veteran. And we'll print their name and either their profession or their military branch on a pin flag. And you can have that pin flag given to a recipient of your choosing at the dinner banquet.
Oh, that's great. Certainly an opportunity for dozens and dozens of people to come together, and those who are not part of the professional circle of Thin Line Peer Support Team members will certainly have plenty of opportunities to meet some of these heroes who will, I'm sure, be populating the administrative and other volunteer function areas at the event as well. So not just a good way to support Thin Line Peer Support Team, but a great way to meet and get to know those who are stepping up to support their peers and other responder and frontline professionals as well. There's also another much more kind of family-oriented event coming up in July with the Hartford Yard Goats, right?
Yes. On Thursday, July 31st, the Hartford Yard Goats is holding their first responder night, and we will be selling tickets to their game. I believe we have 75 tickets that are under our name. You can purchase them from us straight through our website. And a portion of the proceeds from those ticket sales will be coming directly back to us. And because it is first responder night, there will be a lot of activities and honors going towards all the first responders that night. And obviously a ton of first responders will be there. A lot of departments and fire departments, police departments and EMS departments all go that night. So it's usually a really great time.
And once again, just another great way to, interact and meet some of the folks that are tied to your organization, which really helps endear people and also, I'm sure, improves the networking when people come to something like your golf tournament or this family night at the Yard Goats, this responders celebration and tribute that maybe they know a responder that they could refer to either be a support person or maybe they know somebody who could use your services. That's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely. Most of our calls are, how we get, referrals.
Sure.
Comes from word of mouth. Usually when, we ask, how did you find out about us? It's not usually from Facebook or from Instagram or it's honestly, it's usually from, I heard about you from a friend or, funny enough, we've actually gotten a lot of referrals from like Reddit or from TikTok, I saw your video on TikTok and, or my friend sent me your TikTok or, it has a lot less to do with, finding our brochures at the firehouse or finding our brochures, up on the pin board. A lot of it does have to do with word of mouth. And that means so much to us as an organization and to me personally as the founder, that people are putting their trust in us to help their coworkers and to help their friends and their family members. Because, one life lost to suicide or one life lost to drugs and alcohol is one life lost too many.
Right. Yes, the life-giving capacity of these individuals that you support is spectacularly important to us today more than ever. Folks, we hope you will support the Thin Line Peer Support Team directly with donations. Perhaps get in touch with them if you could use or know somebody who could use their services. If you are among the active military first responders, Department of Corrections, or ER staff who might want to serve to help others within those professions, you can also step up by visiting thinlinepeersupport.org. Also a great place to learn more about the sponsorships and tickets for the golf tournament and this upcoming family night and responders celebration at the Yard Goats. Liz Connolly, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you and your team for all the incredible work they're doing. And we'll see you out on the links there in Wallingford. Thanks for being part of the program today.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.